Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Brett reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Brett reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. White scores. Motley moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. White moves to second. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Motley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Joe Beckwith now pitching. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Tom Pachyork. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sundberg strikes out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to second. Gene Nelson now pitching. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Concepcion moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball towards left field. Smith makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Walker tags and scores. Guillen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Baines reaches second base with a double. Hewlett moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Rudy Law now playing left field. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 3 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Daryl Motley. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lacoste now pitching. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gamble moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion catches it and throws to second to double up Gamble. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Hal McRae. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dane Eorg pinch hits for Onyx Concepcion. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eorg for the out. Sundberg moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.